Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, I want to bring producer Carl in here. This is his At Mike music.
Y'all need to get y'all some At Mike music, because I understand now why the guys have that at bat music, because it kind of gasses you up. Every time I hear this, I get gassed.
You ready now? You ready for game time?
I'm ready, baby.
Even if it comes out in his car, he just starts telling a story to the person he's riding with. Like, why are you talking?
His kids are like, Daddy, you're not on the radio right now.
All right, well, Carl, there is a new employee where Carl works, and she is creating quite a stank, but it has nothing to do with her, really.
Not really. She's a bad mama jamma. She's a real sharp girl, first of all. Let me give her that. She's real sharp. She's good at what she does. She came out the shoot. She came out of the starting block. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Now you're not talking about somebody here, right? Because you're going to have every
right.
New
I have another job.
Okay.
I have 15 jobs. Mine. Remember, hey, mine.
Yes.
But
you've got a job that actually pays you money.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah.
But seriously though, she's real good at what she does. I mean, I work in sales as well. So she came out the starting blocks. I mean, banging it out. The thing is, there's more so guys there, but there's some women. So the women, they expect that attention from the guys. I've noticed that. So this lady came out of there. She's nice looking and everything. Mm-hmm. I've started seeing so many snares and snarls and just glares at her.
From other women?
From other women. Uh-huh. From other women there. And it's just amazing. Y'all are hilarious, Jen and Melissa and Wendy. Y'all, it's amazing.
No, when I'm staring at a woman, it's a whole different thing.
So, yeah, Jen likes to say that women are women's own worst enemies.
No, I don't ever say that. I don't ever say that. I feel the opposite of that. But
I mean,
so
evil.
Tell me what you're saying. Like, because she's successful, they hate her, or because she's good looking, they
hate her? Well, when she walked in the door, when I first saw her walk in the door, I noticed the women shuffling the papers and everything. Who was that? Who was that? Who was that? Because she's pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, and I knew what it was. You know, it's a little bit more competition from the guy. There's few women there. There's more guys. So it's a little bit more competition, first of all. I understand that.
To get attention.
Oh,
the attention.
Right?
It's crazy. And don't. Now, the guys, they've been stopping by her desk. She gets all the help in the world.
Right. You know. You need some more file folders. No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. You can get
I'm going to get you some anyway.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. And then the guys are stopping at her desk, and you start seeing, I've noticed the women snickering and snaring at her and talking about her and just, who is that and what does she want? It's just amazing how women kind of, the competitive nature in a woman just.
Now, do you think the guys are the same way?
Here's where I think the difference is. I mean, in your office, it may be different. I think that a woman is judged by other women immediately on looks, and I think a guy will buddy up to another dude, even if it doesn't matter. Looks don't matter to dudes.
Right.
But once the dude starts getting ahead,
exactly.
business-wise, that's when the dudes start talking crap about him in the office.
Gotcha.
It probably
compounds it, though, that this woman is also successful, and like you said, she's killing it in the sales world, too.
She's killing it. I'm looking
because
at her a little
crazy.
Because
if she just came in and was pretty and dumb and not making a whole lot of money, then the other women, I don't think, would be as threatened by her. They'd be annoyed by all the guys giving everybody, giving her the attention, and they're not getting the attention anymore. But I think they're probably especially annoyed by her because she's killing it in the money department, too.
Well, it takes a month for those numbers to come out. So she's been there a month. And that whole first month, it was the same way. It was just like a bunch of snares and snarls, and no woman wanted to help her. It was just like they left her out to dry, and it was all guys just dealing with her. But when the numbers came out from the previous sales month, then that's just when it just took a whole nother level.
Oh, really?
I don't know if we can get any calls this early in the morning, but we'll try here. And we'll put you on the voice disguiser because it's going to sound arrogant. But for women, that feel like they're discriminated against because they're good looking. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. And we're going to put you on the voice disguiser because we don't want you going into work and having everybody give you crap because you said, I'm good looking and I'm still discriminated against.
Well, there's a term for it. I tweeted this yesterday based on that Citibank worker who says she got fired because she's too good looking. It's called lookism.
Lookism?
Lookism.
And
yeah,
I saw that tweet. I laughed.
Yeah, because I said, I've heard it all now.
What does that mean?
Come on.
That means you're discriminated against because you're hot. And
in what ways would you define this discrimination?
Well, let me tell you how it happens.
Like, it sounds like inner office bullying more than it sounds like discrimination.
Yeah,
because if it were her bosses treating her badly, that's one thing. That would be discrimination. Mm-hmm. But if it's just fellow employees, that's like office bullying, right?
I don't know. Not necessarily. Jeff, you can speak to this because mm-hmm. I'm sure this has happened to Jessica.
Yeah, well, no.
I laughed when I thought he was about to say Jeff. I didn't mean to laugh when he said Jessica. My bad. I take the laugh. A mulligan on the laugh.
The whole big thing, like, and I mean, I'm okay with this, but, you know, the whole contract thing I did, ultimately, I was hired because I'm physically attractive.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
In this industry, that's true. You are a pinup model.
I do think women, though, it depends. Mm. I mean, it depends, but we've also seen women that really kind of cater to men and try real hard. I mean, because there's a lot of times where I think that, because we don't know your office, but I think I've seen where if women are being kind of snooty to another girl, it may not just be because she walked in good looking. It could be the fact that that girl is catering to the men so much, and then she's barely talking to the other girls. Like,
yeah.
She's right. trying
she's
to get the men's
she's an
attention.
Attitude. Or right. playing it up, because there used
playing
to be somebody
up.
That worked here that used to, like, stretch and show off her midriff to Bert, and she would just, you know, nuzzle her boob right on up to him, and it was annoying.
And now she does five things you need to know at work today.
That's how I got where I am.
There's the lesson.
No, hello. It's not anybody that works here currently, but it would annoy us because we would see how obvious that behavior was to try to get attention.
And when you say us, you're not grouping me into that us, right?
No,
okay,
I'm saying it would annoy.
Annoy
I'm pointing at,
all. At
Melissa. Melissa and I would be annoyed by her behavior because,
and that's what
it was gratuitously. You know, intention. It was just intentional, sexual, overtly sexual mannerisms and behavior in order to get Bert's attention or to get on the air more.
I didn't even see that.
Sometimes
it happens to me so often that I don't even see it anymore.
Sometimes it works.
But isn't that kind of normal, though, for a woman to kind of...
No,
that's
no,
not normal.
No, 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 no.
Well, it's only with you, Carl.
Okay. My fault.
So fine, Carl.
Here's Anna.
They can't help themselves.
She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Anna, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, my director, excuse me, I was arguing about something at work, and she pretty much came out, well, she said the exact words to me, yeah, you only got that because you're pretty. And I was like, wow. And I don't come to work scandalous. I'm very professional in my suit. And she told me the only reason I got a good performance was because I was pretty.
So you think that your looks actually played against you?
Straight up. She said it right to me.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I think too that, you know, going back on what we were talking about, the good looking women in the office, good looking women, self good looking women, that they, I think there are some women that walk in immediately defensive of other women, because they assume the women don't like them because they are getting that attention from men. I mean, I'm, you know, let's assume you are hot, and the guys are giving you all the attention. Well, you see them giving attention, and women are not giving you attention because they're not attracted to you. So they're not going to give you the same attention. So I do think sometimes those good-looking women react to that in a negative way. Like, sometimes I think if you're a good-looking woman that you thrive on flirtation, period. And women don't flirt with you, so you say, oh, well, she hates me and she's jealous and she's this. It's like, no, she's just not attracted to you, so she's not flirting with you like the guys are.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. I totally agree. Where I work is mostly women, and there's only a few guys. And the guys that are there, you know, they do give me a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. I'm tall, very tall, and, you know, I'm cute. And the women, they don't talk to me. They don't ask me to go to lunch. You know, they go to lunch together all the time, and I only get asked to go to lunch by the guys.
Do you think that's not personality based?
I think you
definitely not. I'm the most
loving person, and I get along with everyone.
Did you ask them to lunch?
I don't think women see this.
Well, right. They
don't. Think women
and
see
it's
this.
Happening now.
Like, I think if a pretty woman walks in the office, you are less receptive to go and talk to her and meet her and go out with
no
her
way.
Than you would be somebody less attractive.
I don't. It's based on attitude and how friendly someone is when they approach you anyways. If someone's hot and they're approachable and you can talk to them, then great. That's awesome. But if you're going to be standoffish and think, woe is me, everyone should come to me because I'm really good looking, then no, I don't want to talk to you.
I agree with Wendy.
And I think it goes back to what I said about she expects everybody to give her attention. Right. She expects the women to flirt with her, too. Like, oh, why don't you come to lunch with us? My question was, well, did you ask them to lunch? Did you reach out to them? But sometimes good-looking people just expect everybody to come to them.
But with this new person, she's new to the whole game. She's going to be standoffish. She's going to be away. And women take that.
Why?
Because she's new and she's quiet. I don't know what the reason
may
be.
She's not standoffish. She's quiet.
Yeah, it's just
it's
being
shy.
New. Yeah, she's shy. She's not know where you all are standing and all that. She's just new. And
if she's a salesperson, she's not shy.
Well, yeah, you're right about that one. But being new to a neighborhood, you expect your neighbor to come address you, right?
Well, Carl, I think you should take it upon yourself to take her around the office, introduce her to everybody,
right,
make sure she's comfortable.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my part.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.